we were deciding on this season for, you know, we always planned a year ahead, as they still do. And I committed to Romeo and Juliet because I've loved the music since I was a young student. And then the publicity started, you know, the PR stuff went out and it said brand new production of Romeo and Juliet, and I panicked. And I really thought, my gosh, you know, what have I done? And then sitting down with the score, you know, the orchestration of Romeo and Juliet is so glorious and it sounds really complicated. But then when you read the score, it's really quite simple. It's the coloring that makes it sound so complicated. And then I started with a very small section during the layoff with Helen Starr. And it sort of took off after that. You know, it rolled, as they say. In the last few years, I've done it in Orlando and Colorado, Denver, Colorado. And I've changed a little bit, you know, for the characters playing the main roles, you know, to make it more suitable to their physiques and temperament. So we look at those and they say, no, maybe the original was a little bit better. So we, you know, we go back to what we did in way back when.
Are there any choreographic cues that you give certain characters that repeat, almost like a idée fixe or a motive?
Yes, for Juliet in particular, she has a few moves that are repeated from the time when she's, you know, we first see her playing with her nurse, and then that goes all the way through the ballet. Different, not poses, but movements that reflect the music, her theme, in other words.
I imagine that would be a great way to remind people, the audience, of a character's character.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Romeo has his theme, and the nurse, of course, this bumbling character, I mean, she has her music. And Lord and Lady Capulet, they have their music, which is very strong, very powerful.
What are the advantages of having the original choreographer come into town instead of having Bruce Simpson look at your DVDs in the past?
Right. Well, the big advantage is, I say, this was my thought when I did this particular movement, and this is what I feel that this character should be feeling at this time. And the motivation is, why are you doing this particular gesture? Why are you doing this particular move? It's because you're thinking this thought. So, I mean, you know, unless you actually write all of this down like a script that'll go along with the DVD, it would be, it's better to have the original or somebody who worked on the original production. Dale Brannon, who was the original Romeo in this production, and choreographed and staged the fight scenes, has been helping us now. He's restaged all of that. And also he's come into my rehearsal and said, well, do you remember, this is what you told me to do here, which I'd completely forgotten about, you know. And so then we pass that on to this particular generation. When I work on Romeo and Juliet, that's my favorite music. When I do Cinderella, that's my favorite music. You know, I just love the music of Prokofiev. I mean, his symphonies and sonatas and his two ballet scores, which are just absolutely glorious. So it's it gives you such a wonderful, warm feeling, you know, to be working with this fantastic music and seeing the dancers interpret it. It's just it gives me a great deal of satisfaction.